escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Man, we got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley, are you ready? Are you prepared to get this thing started, Connor?
The long off season at last has come to an end. You know, we got a little taste of college football this past weekend, Iowa State, Kansas State. But the real buffet begins this weekend. Georgia's favorite, obviously expected to win, but a great slate of games. I'm so glad college football is back.
Talking with our man Connor Riley, and again, now with the Kirby, after all the practices, all the work, and again, media doesn't get a chance to see everything, but certainly Kirby says the best, you know, or the biggest opponent they have is themselves. I know that's classic coach speak. The areas that we talked about of concern, are they still concerned for you now, getting ready for week one?
I think for this fall camp, my biggest concern with this Georgia team this year, especially in comparison to those championship teams, it's just how good this defensive line is. And you know, like Christian Miller, yes, he can be an All-American type player. But if those guys behind him, do they have enough championship-level depth there like they did in 2020?
Hey, we're going to take a break real quick and get you back up because we got a problem with the phone line right now. People want to hear what Connor's got to say, Carl, about the Bulldogs. I want to get that right. But we spent a lot of time with him about offensive line. I know you and I talked about Gunnar Stockton. We had that conversation yesterday with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation about, you know, as he said, hey, let's not let Kirby get a slide when it comes to the offensive identity of this team.
No, because he's aware of the game plan. And you go back again, you know, beat Tennessee. You beat UMass at the end of the season. Georgia Tech, 8 overtimes. Then you go to overtime with Texas in the SEC championship game. You get to Notre Dame and you lose 23-10. That's how you finished last year. Now, Kirby will say last year's last year. But at the end of the day, and Connor Riley's back with us here, and Connor, we were just discussing, like, you know, this is part of, like, as you go into a season, creating the identity for the offense. And really, that's what we're looking for, right? What's this identity going to be?
Yeah, and I think this first game is a great test for them to go out there and show it. They've talked all offseason about wanting to do a better job running the ball. But you look back at the end of last season, that Georgia Tech game, that Texas game, that Notre Dame game, they scored 3 points in those games against Texas and Notre Dame in the first half, and they didn't score at all against Georgia Tech. So a fast start on both the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, I think, is going to be very welcome for this Georgia team, because obviously we're not going to take a ton from them playing Marshall. That's just going to be an overmatched opponent. But I think with Georgia, if you're able to start fast, if you're able to get a touchdown early and get some confidence in Gunnar Stockton, I think that's going to be a very welcome sign, because the end of September, when they go at Tennessee on the 13th and then home against Alabama on the 27th, those two games and how they shake out are going to go a long way in determining, I think, how this season ultimately ends up playing.
You think we'll see some of Puglisi here? I mean, Gunnar Stockton to play a half. Why do you think they divide it up?
I think that you're going – the hope is to play Puglisi this week. The hope is that a lot of that comes in mop-up duty. Gunnar Stockton is going to be the starting quarterback. He's going to be the first-team quarterback.
We're talking with Connor Riley here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, some phone issues there as we continue to talk about the Dogs and leading into week one against Marshall. It is a big game because it's the first game. And I know some people say, well, it's not a big game because it's not a big-time SEC opponent. It's a big game because it's the first game. And I think it's the first time we're going to learn some things about this team that we have had question marks about throughout the offseason.
Right. We're going to give it third time's a charm with Connor. You better work this time. Connor Riley's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You wrote an article talking about Christian Miller. He's going to be the first Christian Miller, but people expect him to be Jordan Davis or Jalen Carter.
That's a guy who he has to be the best player on Georgia's defensive line room. And if this defense is going to be championship caliber, he might have to be the best player on this defense. And he's a guy who has flashed at times, but he has not yet shown that he can sustain those flashes over the course of an entire game. And so I think for Christian Miller this year, you need him to be a player that everyone in the country knows. Like, you can't expect him to be Jalen Carter, because if Jalen Carter is showing on an NFL level, he's a one-of-one type player. But I do think that there's the talent and potential there for Christian to be one of the best and premier defensive linemen in college football. And if Georgia's able to get that from him, that's going to make things easier for the rest of this defense in 2025 that I think really needs to take a step forward after it was just not on par with past Georgia defenses in the last season.
Yeah. Connor, when you talk about Kirby's approach, what's he talked about going into this game? I mean, he said a lot, right, talking about the fire and the energy and the passion and all of this stuff. What's the approach for Kirby going into his first one?
I think he's challenged this team to go out there and start fast. And I know I mentioned maybe that a little bit earlier, but this is a team last year, especially the end of the year, they just did not play well in the first half of games. That made things, I think, more difficult on them. And so many people are going to look at the offense and not scoring touchdowns early. But I think this applies to the defense as well. And so if this is a Georgia team on Saturday, you want to see them battle Marshall early, where it's going to be something like 17-0 midway through the second quarter, where you're getting touchdowns and you're getting points. And then you're also getting
All right, Connor, we got to run, man. We appreciate it. Sorry for the issues on the phone, guys, because Connor's got great info, and we want to make sure that you hear all of that in regards to the Dogs' first matchup of the season with Marshall. But don't want to do that to you. All right, 404-726-0929 as we're talking about the Dogs, and we'll continue this conversation because, again, I just feel like Mike, and he talked about the quarterback rotation. You asked him that question. Does it have to be a blowout for us to see the other guy?
No, I mean, you just get what you want to see. I mean, you want to see him have command of the offense. Look, Gunner stepped into the toughest situations. We know that. In the SEC Championship against Texas, maybe they asked him to do too much, and the offensive line got mollywopped at times, as we've said, against Notre Dame. But that's – and I had another guy let me up from last segment. You and I were asked by Day-Day, you know, what we thought about, you know, what's that Final Four going to look like in college football. And I said, guys, it's not – again, it's not an indictment. I'm not saying Georgia can't win. I just got to see it. Because we've always asked about the dynamic quarterback play. Ironically, it's the classic backup in Stetson Bennett who attains the highest heights. And look, Gunnar Stockton may be that same guy. You know me, we've talked a lot about Bobo and the offensive line and talked about it yesterday with Mike Griffith. What is this identity going to be? Is Bobo going to have to fight that temptation to air it out with those super athletic transfer guys in the wide that we got a wide receiver? Or is he going to still have that balanced attack with the commitment to the run game and get a 1,000-yard rusher? These are all questions. I don't know. I don't think Georgia fans know just net.
Yeah, look, the good news I feel like for this year's Georgia team is they're hungry. There's not a lot of guys that are coming back that have had monster success, two rings or even a ring. They didn't get to the ultimate goal last year. And so I think you have a lot of guys, and Kirby talked about this earlier in camp, where, hey, you got a lot of young guys and a lot of guys that are getting their first opportunity. That can bode well for a team that always seems to have high expectations. You just step into that now, right? You go to Georgia, that's what you step into because of what they've been able to do since Kirby got there over the last 10 years. But to Mike's point about Gunner, he's been patiently waiting, and now he gets his full-time chance to be that guy. And when you're the quarterback and the face of the team, Mike, you get a lot of scrutiny. Carson Beck got a lot of scrutiny last year. He's in Miami. We'll watch him casually and see what he does, but the fact is that's what that same scrutiny is going to be upon the shoulders of Gunner Stockton. So I'm with you. Look, I think they are talented enough, but that doesn't mean anything. We saw early Kirby teams be talented enough and not be able to finish the deal. So you've got to be able to put all of this together, and that's really why the season is so important as you talk about this first one, growing, coming together, identity. What is this team going to be? I don't know that right now. A few years ago, you felt like coming into the season, you knew that.
Yeah, there's just the – you guys, you know, the changing landscape. We now know the depth that you've depended on over the years. You just don't have it as much as you relied on it those first couple of years. But the defensive tackle position we just talked about with Connor, that's been, you know, the bulwark of all those things they did in 21 and 22. They just were living in people's backfields. They were setting the tone at the line of scrimmage. And then it seems like at times, that's why it was such a shock to me to see them, you know, get out physical by Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, by the way, we didn't even mention Notre Dame when we were talking about, you know, they've got a new quarterback too. Notre Dame. We were talking about potential teams that, you know, find a way. I think they're doing it. You could argue Notre Dame finds a way back in the playoff this year. Right?
I mentioned them because the seeding now allows them to be a top four seed.
And you know they're always in.
Yeah, and I was mentioning the fact that they don't have to be the outside looking in now. They can be a top four seed and get the bye. I like Notre Dame. I think they're going to be really good. 404-726-0929. The thing about Marshall, and we'll discuss this as we continue this week, they are coming off a 10-win season. But they lost a lot of guys.
They turned over a ton of the roster.
And they got a new coach. So when you talk about Tony Gibson coming in and taking things over, yeah, they won 10 games for the first time in 9 years, but a lot of those guys are gone now. Because when the coach left, the former coach, by the way, went to, I think he went to Southern Mississippi. And so when he left, a lot of guys left, and now you got Tony Gibson coming in here saying, hey, all right, I got to get this thing reestablished. He was the former North Carolina State defensive coordinator. So
62 new players in the signing class. 36 players entered the portal, which happens anytime a coach leaves.
Yeah, that really is a lot. All right, man. Want to hear from you guys as we talk about this. And again, it's a big game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We'll see. Maybe it is just exactly what we think it might be. It might be a 39-point blowout, although Mike says don't take the points or don't do it.
0-12-1.
I know.
38 points or more. Don't do it.
It's a lot. But maybe it's that, or maybe it's a different kind of game. We will see. But this is the first time we get a chance to see the Dogs on Saturday.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.